Choose my PFCC. Candidates for the Staffordshire Police Force area. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, PFCC. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, page 2. Ben Adams, Conservative Party, More Police, Safer Streets, page 4. Alex Sandiford, Liberal Democrats, page 6. Alastair Watson, Labour and Cooperative Party, page 8. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Staffordshire, page 10. About Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, PFCC. The role of the PFCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the Police and Fire and Rescue Service to account. Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs, are elected to hold the Police Force and Fire and Rescue Service to account for delivering the kind of policing and fire and rescue service you want to see. In addition to their role overseeing the police, a PFCC is also the Fire and Rescue Authority, FRA, for their area. PFCCs bring a public voice to policing and the Fire and Rescue Service, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, setting the fire and rescue objectives for their area through a fire and rescue plan, ensuring the police force and fire and rescue service budgets are spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable and chief fire officer, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. PFCCs are responsible for both the police force and the fire and rescue service within their area and are responsible for delivering efficient and effective services. The PFCC does not run the police force or the fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police force and fire service respectively, but they are accountable to the public via the PFCC. In some police force areas, a Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, is elected instead. This is similar to a PFCC, but is only responsible for the police force in their area. They are not the FRA for their area. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PFCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PFCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. With a single directly elected individual overseeing both police and fire rescue services, there are greater opportunities for blue light collaboration. Represent the entire community. PFCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Staffordshire Police Force area and Fire and Rescue Service area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person, at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PFCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on a ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Ben Adams, Conservative Party. More police, safer streets. Election statement. Since 2021, I have worked hard as your police, fire and crime commissioner and kept my promises. Staffordshire Police are more local, visible and responsive. Boosted by more than 250 extra officers I promised, we now have over 2,000 officers patrolling public spaces, protecting the vulnerable and tackling violence and abuse. Staffordshire is a safe place. ASB is 47% lower than before the pandemic. 999 calls are 29% up, but with the response teams back in every local policing area, average emergency response is under 15 minutes. Arrests are up 16%, stop and search 22%, and vehicle searches 20% on 2022. This proactive policing is key to tackling organised criminals, often from outside Staffordshire, dealing drugs and targeting our houses, farms, businesses and vehicles. Staffordshire Fire and Rescue are fit for the future, responding to 8,200 incidents, making 13,000 safe and well visits and supporting the NHS by rescuing over 1,000 people who fell at home. My team secured over £4 million for safer streets, safer women at night and ASB hotspot patrols. We commissioned support for thousands of victims of crime, ASB and domestic abuse and programmes to reduce reoffending, treat addiction and protect children. I set sound £310 million budgets, keeping council tax low, appointed your chief constable and chief fire officer, and my local plans reflect your priorities. This job requires experience. Experience that I have after 40 years in business and 20 years representing people across Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent. This is not a national election. It is your opportunity to choose who can best support your local police and fire and rescue services. Good progress has been made, but there is more to do. Back Ben to keep Staffordshire safe. Thank you. Prepared by Dave Evans of Staffordshire Conservatives, Castle Street, Stafford, ST16-2ED. Contact details. Website https://www.benadams.org/. Alex Sandiford, Liberal Democrats. Election statement. As your police, fire and crime commissioner candidate, I want to bring a new vision to our community's safety and security, with a plan rooted deeply in the principles of community policing. My commitment is to ensure that every resident, whether in bustling town centres or our most remote rural areas, feel seen, heard and protected. Policing strategies in a large county like ours need to be tailored to the unique needs of all communities, fostering an environment where trust between the police and the people we serve is rebuilt and strengthened. I stand for increasing the number of frontline police officers, ensuring their presence is visible and impactful on the streets. This approach is not just about improving safety, it's about building a rapport with the community, enhancing our officers' ability to serve effectively and empathetically. The question before us is clear. Why should we continue on the current path when Staffordshire Police faces the challenge of being under special measures? This situation calls for leadership that is not only prepared to address these issues head-on, but is also committed to implementing long-term solutions that prevent future crises. Rewarding past failures with another Conservative term is a risk we cannot afford. It's time for a change. My pledge to you is leadership that embodies integrity, innovation, and inclusivity. A vote for me is a vote for a proactive approach to community safety, enhanced support for rural policing, and a visible, accessible police force that serves all communities with respect and dedication. Together, we can chart a new course towards a safer, more united Staffordshire. Promoted by Alex Wagner on behalf of Alexander John Sandiford at 11 St Julian's Crescent, Shrewsbury, SY1 1UD. Contact details. Website https://www.stonelibdems.org.uk. Alastair Watson, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election statement. Staffordshire is my home, and I want it to be the best it can be. My plan is simple. We need to tackle crime and antisocial behaviour and make our streets safe again. Under the Conservatives, crime is up, prosecutions are down, and too many of our neighbourhoods feel neglected and unsafe. You don't need to be a victim of crime to be impacted by it. I've built a reputation for rolling my sleeves up and putting in the hard work to make change happen, and after 14 years of the Conservatives, change is exactly what Staffordshire needs. Our communities feel less safe than ever before. This is my plan to take back our streets. I have identified 5 main pledges. More visible policing. I will back Labour's plan for town centre patrols and get our share of the promised increase in number of police and PCSOs for Staffordshire. Tough on crime and the causes of crime. I will champion prevention wherever possible and support tougher action and sentencing for offenders. Tackle the tragedy of violence against women and girls. I will target repeat offenders with tactics normally reserved for serious crime investigations to get perpetrators off our streets. Clamp down on drugs and drug dealing. I will use data-driven policing to hit drug dealing sites, which is a known and proven method to tackle local crime. Support our fire services. I will back our fire and rescue service and staff as they adapt to the changing demand faced by our emergency services. I hope I can count on your support on May the 2nd. Many thanks, Alastair Watson. Prepared by Catherine Parry of the Labour and Cooperative Party, Unison Office, Bevan House, Epworth Street, Stoke-on-Trent, ST4 1NU. Contact details. Email watsonforstaffs@gmail.com. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Staffordshire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Staffordshire. Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Staffordshire on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Adams, Ben, Conservative Party, More Police, Safer Streets, Sandford, Alec, Liberal Democrats, Watson, Alastair, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Andy O'Brien, King Edward's Place, Town Hall, Burton-upon-Trent, DE14 2EB. Email andy.o'Brien@eaststaffsbc.gov.uk. www.fire.uk.